Okay, so the 12th section of the Rambam is a section on his kinyan. It describes the laws of acquisition, hachas kinyan, hachas sechiyah matana, and it concludes with hachas avadim. It's the last part of the section of kinyan. So the Rambam employs the description of an Eved Kanani as an opportunity to speak about the trait of compassion. Because halacha is so global and so all-encompassing that it almost creates an airtight seal without giving us the ability to appreciate the trait of compassion independent of halacha. Namely, there are mitzvos that govern our interaction with people and stack up. And even when we're not involved in an act of a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah v'yafta l'recha kamocha. So in any interaction, there's a mandate for me to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So how can I try to highlight the value of compassion independent of halacha? What does compassion mean as a person? So the Rambam selects avadim as a perfect opportunity. Eved Kanani, there's no mitzvah of chesed, there's no din of yafta l'recha kamocha. Eved Kanani isn't a Jew, and Eved Kanani is literally chattel, is literally your possession. And you're allowed to work in befarach. You're allowed to work him as hard as you need to. And yet, the Rambam cites various Mamari Chazal in which people would treat their avadim, even their Eved Kananis, with respect, giving their food, and basically... And it becomes almost an example for the ideal hierarchy, where there's moral authority and service, but it's not abused for power and for exploitation and for persecution. Where, if anything, the Adam is benevolent and cares about the Eved. And, of course, it's a model for general hierarchies, that we don't impose ourselves and abuse those positions of powers to exploit and manipulate people who are subservient to us in those hierarchies. So let's talk about this Rambam. Three issues. Number one, why? Why should a person be compassionate even though you're not commanded to? Number two, for whom? Number three, what are the expressions? So these are all included in this one Rambam in the end of the Hilchos Avadim. Why should a person be compassionate? The Rambam has four reasons. He calls it Midas Chasidus because it's a higher level of piety. So obviously it will trickle down throughout your entire Avodas Hashem. If you're someone who's compassionate, you're selfless, you're humble, you're modest, hopefully it will radiate to other areas of your Avodas Hashem. Number two, the Rambam calls it not just Midas Chasidus, but Darchei HaChachma. So it's not just something which is piety-driven, and it won't just affect your moral character, but it will also affect your wisdom, your intellect, your ability to understand this world. People that are not compassionate tend to be very self-absorbed and interested in their own accruing of power and goods, and that selfishness stands in the way of understanding this world. Ego is sometimes a barrier to understanding this world. It needs to be some intellectual humility to study and to submit yourself, to be curious about the world and about the ways of the world. Some people are too self-satisfied in their own lives. Unfortunately, I think we have a lot of that in today's world, where people are just so comfortable and wealthy that we've lost our thirst for ideas and a desire to understand that world. There's a certain complacency intellectually. So a person who is compassionate will be selfless and will be interested in studying Darchei HaChachma. The third reason is to see this as the warrant of being a Jew. The famous Gemara in Yevamos that the Zera of Avraham Avinu are Rachmanim and Baishanim and Gomle Chasadim, the very famous story of David HaMelech, didn't allow the Givonim to join the Jewish people because they were so cutthroat and so merciless by hanging the children of Sheol. So David sends that this would exclude them from Jewish membership, even though Yehoshua had partially converted them. David HaMelech felt these people had to be excluded because they weren't Rachmanim and Gomle Chasadim. And finally, the Rambam writes, those are the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'rachamel al kol ma'asav. So if you want to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just said it during the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem is a Rachum, so you should try to fashion yourself to be a Rachum. So those are the four reasons a person should try to reach Rachmanis, even when Halacha doesn't mandate it. Number one, midos Chasidus. Number two, Darchei HaChachma. Number three, Derech Shel Am Yisrael, Zerah Shel Avraham Avinu. That's our mission in this world, to make the world softer, to make the world kinder, to make the world gentler. Try to represent Rachmanis in this world. Avram was a Rachman, and we have to follow that national legacy. And finally, Imitatio Dei, we want to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, to whom should we show the Midah of Racham? So, of course, to every human being and every Jew, but again, as I mentioned before, when I show Rachmanis to a Jew to a degree, I'm chayiv to show Rachmanis to a Jew. I'm not trying to sculpt myself to be a Rachman, I'm dispensing my basic halachic duties. So, of course, there's aspects such as Lefnim Yishur HaZadin, where I'm not chayiv, and I'm showing my mercy by going beyond the letter of the law. But this is why the Rambam chooses Hilchos Avadim, because towards an Eved Kanani, I've got no halachic responsibility to display rachamim. It's just because I want to be an ish rachaman. So Gentiles, the Rambam speaks about unrelatedly, but of course in the same section. That's why Chazal had a minhag to feed their animals first, I'm not chayiv to show rachamim to my animals. It's not like the animals will even appreciate it possibly. Can animals feel appreciation? Can animals sense emotions? Probably not. They have instincts, they don't have emotions. It's not like my animal will be depressed if I don't feed it and will be happy if I do feed it. They just mock. Their response is mock emotions. That's what they don't have, real deep-seated emotions. But when I prioritize my animal and I feed my animal before I feed myself, I'm displaying and introducing rachamim into this world. I'm sculpting myself as a rachamim. Mitzvah such as shiluach haken and mitzvah such as kisui adam, which I'm going to speak about that too, create a rachamim attitude in yourself. It's not like the dead animal will worry about whether you covered his blood before you ate him. Mitzvah kisui adam is to walk away from the barbarism and the savagery that existed in so many cultures, and even when you're eating and consuming flesh, to consume flesh in a sensitive and polite fashion. So the Rambam speaks about, of course, Eved, but he elaborates, and part of it includes the way we treat animals. And again, we don't really have too many animals in our world. We have pets, but they live with animals and livestock and cattle and chickens. Okay, how do you express rachamim to your Eved? How do you express rachamim to people in your world? So the Rambam lists three issues. Number one, treat people with respect, show them kavod. Feed them first, treat people. Second of all, try your hardest not to embarrass people. The Rambam says, even though you can work him, sometimes you have to work people. Try to not just show them respect in what you ask of them and how you treat them physically and what foods you give them and how they sleep, but in your interaction with them, try not to say things that will be hurtful and embarrassing. Lo yivazehu. And finally, lo yirbeh lav tzi'aka v'kas. Don't get angry. Don't speak to people in hostile fashion. Learn not to speak belligerently and militantly. Learn to speak even to people that are, again, not Jewish, and in this case, your moral subservience or they're your slaves. Speak to people kindly. Speak to people softly. Learn not to get angry. Learn not to be sarcastic. So these are the three areas that the Rambam speaks about. Number one, treating people, food, lodging, comfort. Number two, don't embarrass them in front of others. Number three, just your interactions with them should be soft-spoken rather than aggressive. So just to summarize, the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Kinyan, the last section of Hilchos Kinyan is Hilchos Avadim. Hilchos Avadim has 9 parakim. The last part of Hilchos Avadim Parak Tes, the Rambam speaks about the fact that although you're allowed to work your Eved to the bone, you should be a Rachamim. You should be a Rachamim for 4 reasons. Should be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Midas Chassidus, Derech HaChachma. This is the legacy of Avraham Avinu, and there are 3 manifestations: comfort you provide for him, the avoidance of saying things which will embarrass or behaving in a way which is embarrassing or shaming him, and then finally the way you speak to him and to other people. That's an important Rambam to keep in mind, especially when you're not involved in the base medrash life, when you're dealing with, sadly enough, there are people today who are very, very erstwhile devoted to Avodas Hashem, but when they speak to people outside of the Jewish world, they're not really sensitive to this Rambam. You have to be rachamim to everyone in your life. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Tomorrow is Rashi. And then next week, Hashem, we'll finish Shoftim and Mishpatim and Shoftim. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.